Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you that you've called us out of darkness into your beautiful light, which is pure, perfect love. And I thank you, Lord, that we serve you with circumcised hearts, with a clear conscience, and with sincere faith that is rooted and grounded in your leading and your presence and your provision on a daily basis. Lord, keeping us in joy, keeping us in prayer, talking to you, relating to you, communicating with you, and keeping us in thanksgiving, because everything that we have now is so beautiful, so that we can just be thankful from morning, noon to night, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
We are reading 1 Timothy 4 from verse 10 to 12. For the sake of the ministry, we toil tirelessly and are criticized continually, simply because our hope is in the living God. He is the wonderful life giver of all the children of men, and even more so to those who believe. Instruct and teach the people all that I've taught you, and don't be intimidated by those who are older than you. Simply be the example they need to see by being faithful and true in all that you do. Speak the truth and live a life of purity and authentic love as you remain strong in your faith.
Hallelujah. As already mentioned this morning in the opening prayer, for the sake of this ministry, what is this ministry? This ministry is a ministry of love. God so loved us, and that love constrains us, that one died for all, that we no longer live for ourselves, but we live for him. We live for the Lord. We are united to the Lord. And in living for the Lord, we live for God. It's a total family thing. We've been restored. We have the Holy Spirit to open up the word to us on a daily basis. And as he opens up that word and we love that word, the Father and the Son makes their home with us. So we're experiencing the life and the life that is from above. And that's why it says so beautifully, you know, we serve this beautiful God with a pure heart, because our heart has been cleansed, and a clear conscience. So we allow that truth that is in our hearts to flow out, and that truth in our hearts, and that there's a sincere faith that is found, faith worketh by love, that is found in the love of God, which is relevant to who we are, the family name, and all the goodness that is in heaven for us, the destiny, our true name. And that's where we find our joy, and that's where we find our peace. And we abide. So we abide. Our lives are hid with Christ in God. So we abide in this family. We abide in this love. And that's what it's all about. So we speak the truth, and we live a life of purity and authentic love. This is the love. This is the pure faith that many people have moved away from, that comes through relationship with the Father and Son. And in this way, we remain strong in our faith. And then I think of Ephesians, that we can stand, that we can be strong, because we are in the family, in tune, and developing on schedule. I love the beautiful example of Paul, because Paul didn't know Jesus in the flesh, but then he got to know him in the spirit. And then we see his life being poured out. It's no longer Paul that lived, but it's Christ that lived. And he was made evident. The goodness of God was made evident through Paul's life. And this is exactly the same for us. That's why he says, imitate me as I imitate the Lord. And then I love in Galatians, where he speaks about there that, you know, just like all of us, and that he was caught up in the spirit of this world, but then the Lord came and met him, and then he was caught up in the spirit. And so it's God that called him out. The devil came to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. So he lived the life of darkness, a life of lies that was stealing and killing people's identity, people's place in this world. But then he met Jesus, and then he drew close to the Lord, and then he got revelation, and he started waking up to the plan God had for his life. And then he said, well, what the beautiful thing, and that's exactly in the same in our lives. You know, people can, they might have a lot to think about you and say about you, but what they can all say is that he was past tense, a sinner. He was in darkness. He was a false prophet, but now he's glorifying the very things he persecuted. He persecuted the true life. He persecuted anything. He loved everything outside of God, but now he loves the things of God. So, and they gave glory to God. So that's what our life is all about. You've been, I love it in Romans, where he says that God works to the good for those that he loved. For he predestined to conform you to into the image of his son, the firstborn among many brethren. So we've been called out of this darkness of the deception that is in the world to partake of Jesus, partake of the firstborn now. So we can also shine our lights into this world, because just as Jesus had purpose and all the apostles and disciples had purpose, we can also now, because those that he predestined, he called. Those he calls, he makes right. And those that he makes right, he glorifies. So stay in tune. You are bought with a price. You are precious. And so be precious. And I love that scripture where Jesus says, don't rejoice because the spirits are subject to you. That was with all the healings and the beauty they experienced. But rejoice because your name is written in heaven. It's because of the goodness of God, the love of God, that they could do this. And to keep them in the developing on schedule and being the people God made them to be, they needed to know they have got inheritance. They need to stay in relationship with the Father and Son, because this is eternal life, to know the Father and Son. And then he rejoices in joy because he sees the children of men, the mankind, the ones obedient, can experience him, and it blesses his soul. So guys, stay in tune. Be the little children, no matter how old we are. Be the children of God. And then when you've been the children of God, listening to God, being sincere in staying in the light as he's in the light, you are the sons of God. Mankind sees sons led by the Spirit, standing strong in the Spirit, too busy with the good to do the bad. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.